About 400 people attended a meeting on health care reform in Fairbanks last night. The forum was held by Senator Lisa Murkowski to gather public feedback on proposed legislation aimed at making health care better, more affordable, and available to more people. KYC's Dan Bross has the story.
Senator Murkowski said she scheduled the Fairbanks Public Forum and others statewide after hearing from constituents frustrated with the healthcare system. In a press conference prior to the Fairbanks meeting, Murkowski said many Alaskans are unhappy with their health insurance.
They're seeing their healthcare costs increasing. They're seeing the businesses are seeing their premiums increasing by double digits. They've got health coverage perhaps, but when an incident happens, they find that perhaps some of what they had expected would be covered is not.
Murkowski made it clear she supports reform, but said she's opposed to current proposals based on the existing limited federal Medicare insurance program.
Medicare is a system that is going to go belly up by 2017, and yet the proposal is we are going to create this new government-run system modeled off something that is broken rather than attempting to fix what is broken.
Murkowski cited a March 2009 University of Alaska study that found only 13 of 75 doctors in Anchorage willing to take on new Medicare patients due to low government reimbursement rates. During the town hall meeting, Murkowski laid out key concerns with increased government involvement in health care.
There's a whole lot of discussion going on right now about these medical panels and what they may or may not do. I want to make sure that if it's my doc looking at my needs, the two of us talking about it, and it's not a panel in Washington, D.C. that's saying what the correct procedure is. I want to make sure that we're equitably reimbursing our health care providers. We need to be prohibiting financing of health care reform on the backs of America's small businesses. We need to be very, very, very careful about how we pay for this.
Murkowski also cited the need for reform of malpractice law that results in doctors overprescribing expensive tests and procedures out of fear of being sued. She said President Obama's October deadline for health care reform legislation is too tight, given the number and complexity of the issues. Some attendees of the forum, like Rick Sikma of North Pole, were critical of any government involvement in health care.
Why is it that the federal government feels that they have to take care of all of our health care of all the people in the United States? I don't see that on the Constitution, and I don't believe that's a part of what we are doing.
Another forum speaker, Jeff Iverson of Fairbanks, offered an alternative path to coming up with ways to improve health care.
But I've wondered if the whole model of having the Congress put together a program isn't just starting off on the wrong foot. Perhaps the Congressional Budget Office, or whatever it's called, could be the monitor with something like an initiative process where anybody, big pharma, big insurance, tort lawyers, private institutions can present their own plans that have to meet a variety of criteria and have a checklist just like you've presented.
Iverson said regional health care cooperatives are one potential solution that could arise from such a process. Murkowski was supportive, saying regional co-ops could allow customized health care in places with special challenges like Alaska. It was clear at the forum that there are many ways the government can affect Americans' health. Evan Perrigo of Fairbanks suggested more regulation of corporate America as a means to reducing the overall need for health care.
It seems to me that one of the things that's making it so expensive is that this is, let's face it, the fattest, most overweight, most under-exercised nation in the history of the world. Now, there are a lot of different ways of possibly dealing with this. With, you know, taxes on soda, or heck, a Surgeon General's warning with a picture of a fat person on your on things that have too many calories. I don't know how you're going to do it, but it seems like we're at the point where something needs to be done about this.
Murkowski said working the front end of the issue is a good approach, but offered alternative ideas, saying she supports increased coverage of preventative measures through private or public insurance, as well as incentives for making healthy choices. Senator Murkowski has three additional public meetings on health care reform scheduled around Alaska during the congressional recess through the end of the month. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.